Another outside the box, trying to be as contrary as possible. Today's topic is against activism. If you ask a person on the street what they're for or against, they would usually give you a predictable list. I'm against head lice, yuck, for example. Or I'm for equality. But in the next few outside the boxes, I'll argue against a few things you might think you are for, and me too, like equality, or elections, or activism, or empathy. Today's topic, against activism. When I'm very occasionally described in the media, I'm often called an activist. Anyone who believes in social change, and I'm certainly one of those, should want more activist and more activism, right? That's how change happens when, based on one definition of activism, quote, people use or support strong actions, such as public protests, to help make changes in politics or society, end quote. But according to author Astra Taylor, that's not how effective change happens, and my own experience confirms what Taylor says. Activism can help, but any effort to create change has to be based on a foundation of organizing a social movement through a long-term plan, identifying the problem and recommended solutions, and creating a timeline to build power to accomplish change. It's what worked in the 1960s to promote civil rights in opposition to the Vietnam War, the civil disobedience and voter registration of blacks and their supporters was based on mass training and preparation, not just on people getting arrested or showing up to vote. People knew the symbolism of burning draft cards or being jailed for refusing to fight as part of ending the Vietnam War, but those actions were part of a larger, powerful strategy. What civil rights and anti-war campaigns did was to clearly define a problem and some possible solutions, convince many of the need to take strategic action to address the problem and highlight those solutions, aka education, bring on other groups to adopt part of that coordinated strategy and act to promote solutions using its power and influence. Activists can be helpful in this effort, especially if they channel their energy into the strategies developed by the organizers and the organizations. Taylor argues that the conservative right has out-organized the progressive left in the last several decades. That's why we have a very conservative majority on the Supreme Court, why income inequality is increasing, why our military budget continues to rise, why our failed so-called war on crime continues to lock up almost 2 million in this country, why the labor movement has been so anemic in recent decades, and why our economy is controlled by large corporations. For many so-called activists, their effort does not necessarily assume success or any effective strategy for creating change, but is rather a voice in the wilderness. These are individuals, often isolated and accountable to no one else, crying out for something different, not those connected to a well-established organization or movement for change and speaking on its behalf. Sadly, many activists give up when their risky action does not bear immediate fruit. Activism without organizing can lead to failed campaigns and discouraged people. Organizing, on the other hand, concentrates on wielding power and having a large enough movement to create changes in public awareness, public attitudes, and public policies, local, state, and national. It is not one-off events, but rather a long-term plan, even for a small change. Long-range organizing demands sustained time and effort. It requires some, preferably many, of those with lived experience in leadership positions who understand firsthand a specific problem and what to do about it. Opponents can discredit groups representing and including those with lived experience. But when those individuals are part of a powerful group, it's hard to dismiss them. Two movements that have demonstrated staying power based on organizing rather than just activism are Black Lives Matter and those opposing continued fossil fuel use, especially institutional divestment from fossil fuel corporate stocks. Recent union successes by labor organizers is another example of successful organizing. Have you been either an organizer or an activist at various times? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to focus on organizing for long-term success.